Hello, this Hypeness, the Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 329. And if you're here, you're so welcome, and I enjoy you being here, and I want you to come back. And these are words of life, and these words of life are entering into your spirit and doing a particular work, because his work, we're talking about the finished work of Christ, and this work must be manifest in your life. Say amen to it. So, my name is Prophetess Olivia, and I'm very happy to be with you. And we're going for our golden scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 15, from where we dig all the gold. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand. Oh, yes. Then it says, by which also ye are saved. By which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And also, Paul said to say, you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been looking at the death of Christ, we've looked at the physical events, we are now on the revelatory events. And so we are in Isaiah 53 verse 5. And what's Isaiah 53 verse 5 saying? We're talking about what did not, the eye could not see when he was being crucified, but they happened. And it says, but he was wounded, Isaiah 53 verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with the stripes, we are healed. And we want to look at it in a New Living Translation. He says, but we were pierced for our he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Oh, hallelujah. This is what the Messiah did for us. But now we want to look at the word stripes. We realize that it is in Hebrew called chabura. And the chabura is interpreted as stripes. But it has various ways of coming out. Various other words that is connoted by this word. So we looked at Exodus 21 in the previous episode. Now we want to look at another word in which the word stripes occurs, and that is in Isaiah 1:6. Isaiah 1:6. The word chabura appears there again, but this time it appears not as stripe, but appears as bruises. What I say, it doesn't appear as stripes, it appears as bruises. So Isaiah 1:6, it says, from the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it. No soundness in it. Why? But wounds and bruises. Remember, we're looking at the word bruises, but wounds and bruises, and putrefying sores. And putrefying sores, they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. This was the prophet Isaiah bemoaning the state of God's people Israel, and was saying that Israel is sick. There is a problem with Israel. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there's no soundness. What is there? Wounds and chabura. So we're looking at the word, what? Stripes. By his stripes, or with the stripes, not by, with the stripes, which we see in Isaiah 53 verse 5. And we say that word appears also in Isaiah 1:6, he says, but wounds and bruises and chabura, the same stripes we're talking that Jesus received, is here. And putrefying sores, they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. We're talking about the kind of bruises and hurts of God's own children. When there is a wound and you are a parent, the best thing you do is to go for ointment, something that you can use to help in the healing of the child. That's what you do. But this time, he's saying Israel didn't do that. They have bruises and they have wounds and they are putrefying sores. Of course, if you see Israel, you will not see any bruises on them. You will not see any wounds. This is inside. Listen, there are people who are crying. They are not crying because somebody hits them with a cane or a whip. No, but because there is pain inside. Pain of losing a loved one. Pain of losing a job. Pain of losing a wife or a spouse. Pain of going through something. And he says that kind of emotional pain is also known as chabura. Oh, hallelujah. So this, it shows you, so when you see this, then you can infer that the stripes of Jesus is not only about the physical whip he received, but also the whip was, the beating was also an emotional one, a soulish bruise. It means the door is opened for you to receive healing for your soul. Any bruise, anything inside, you're not supposed to bear it alone. This is why Christ came. He came to take care of that chabura for you. You're so blessed. Bye.